Could you maybe say a little bit about why you would describe this phenomenon you're talking about in terms of operationalism? Where's the operation? Could you sort of rewind and a bit?
Well, yeah. So the backstory for that term is you know, it's borrowed from Trevor Paglen, who borrowed it from the filmmaker Harun Faruqi. He calls Faruqi's iMachine series develops his approach to what he calls operative images, which are images that are created to be part of an operation. And this is the series of films where he goes and looks at machines and the images that they generate to provide some type of human interface for what they're doing. So machines like, I can't, you know, things like rivet detectors or, you know, metal tensile strength indicators. You know, at one point they had these screens where you could kind of see the scanning results of the machine. And what interested him was, you know, these weren't meant, as he described it, to be representational, although for the humans who were looking at them, you know, clearly they did have some representative function, but really they just showed some operation that was taking place in the machine. And Trevor Paglen goes back a little bit later and tries to reproduce, you know, an update to the iMachine series. And what he claims he finds is that machines don't generate those images anymore because they're doing things that don't have any really useful visual interface for human eyes because the operations are too complex or too multidimensional, or there's no really meaningful visualization. And, you know, he says these images have kind of disappeared into the operation. And that notion of an operational image is an interesting one, an operative one, because it's really not an image anymore. It's the image that obliterates itself.